Today, I want to talk about when we should eat, why we should eat, this idea of talking to ourselves about eating. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mind Blowing Health and Wellness with Violet. For those of you who don't know who I am, I'm a psychologist and I work out of Montreal, which is in Canada. And the reason that I make these videos is because I want people to understand how mental health and physical health work together to help us to live our best and happiest life. The ketogenic lifestyle teaches us something about food and hunger that we really just can't learn on the standard American diet. You see, on the standard American diet, we are used to being hungry every 2 to 3 hours. And so therefore, we're used to thinking about food every 2 to 3 hours. We're used to seeking food every 2 to 3 hours. It becomes part of our habit to constantly be in a search for food. When you begin a ketogenic lifestyle, what you notice is that you can go longer between meals. You can feel satiated even though you ate less, and you feel hungry much less often. We continue to believe that we need to go on a diet to lose weight. And when we go on a diet to lose weight, we have this expectation that we will be hungry. We don't think about the part where we can change our diet rather than be on a diet. So we can change the way we're eating, be satiated, and lose weight. Because of this, our fear of being hungry causes us to continue to focus on cues that give us the perception that we're hungry. One of the things that the ketogenic lifestyle helps us to do is understand when we are psychologically hungry versus when we are physically hungry. And one of the things that I notice is reported often is that, for example, at lunchtime, we will have the feeling of wanting to eat at lunchtime. We'll want to go socialize with our colleagues. We'll want to have a social meal. When you sit down to eat at lunchtime, most people will find that they're not hungry for lunch. So what happens is you start to eat lunch because socially, this is what I do. And then somewhere through that process, we don't eat as much. We don't complete. We don't barely touch what we have in front of us. Or if we do eat it, we end up feeling overly full and uncomfortable. It's often reported back to me that there's this understanding all of a sudden that maybe I shouldn't have had lunch. But then there's the problem of, well, what do I do at lunchtime? What do I do when all my friends or colleagues are eating? So it creates a bit of an issue, and I will be honest with you about that. That if we don't know how to manage ourselves in that kind of a situation, if we feel uncomfortable to sit with our colleagues who are eating and not eat, then we might miss out on the social aspects of work. Now, this comes back to you because can you be comfortable to sit with your colleagues who are eating and not eat and feel comfortable to say, I'm just not hungry today? It opens up that door to checking. Am I getting up to go eat right now because it's lunchtime or because I'm actually hungry? I believe that on a ketogenic lifestyle, especially at the beginning, we fall into this often because we are so used to eating at a certain time, or we are so used to eating in response to social cues or commercials or feeling happy and celebrating. We're so used to eating at those times that then when we get that cue to eat, we have trouble checking with ourselves because we never thought to check with ourselves. Am I hungry right now? When we ask this question and we realize that sometimes the answer is no, we start to see where some of those psychological cues to eat are coming from. If we miss these cues, unfortunately, and we do miss it often because on the standard American diet, we weren't asking this question because we didn't need to, because every 2 to 3 hours we were hungry. So if we miss to ask the question, then we miss the cues that are tricking us into thinking that we're hungry when maybe we really aren't. And what could end up happening is that we end up eating a meal, but then being uncomfortable afterwards. And so this is something I want you to pay attention to, because if you eat your meal, but then afterwards you feel uncomfortable, you feel like you shouldn't have eaten, that's just another sign for you to look at to say, you know what? Tomorrow I'm going to check with myself. All of these things can impact the results that you're having. So if you feel like you're not having these results that you want, you might want to verify with yourself. Am I accidentally eating when I'm not actually hungry? What's really great is that when you do check with yourself, when you do verify if you're hungry and realize on those few occasions that you might realize that you weren't actually hungry, then what happens? Those are the scenarios where your body now has the opportunity to continue doing what it was doing, because what it was doing was using the onboard fat. So here's the thing. Eating when you're not hungry is not necessarily going to kick you out of ketosis for the day either, especially if you're eating within the ketogenic lifestyle guidelines. So that means that you're eating low carb, so you're keeping our carbs under 50 grams total per day, that you are eating high quality protein, the fat that comes along with it. If you're doing that, chances are very good that you're not going to kick yourself out of ketosis, but you could create the story where you're not necessarily losing what you would like to lose if that's what your goal is. So here's the thing. If I eat more than my body needs, whether I'm eating a ketogenic lifestyle or not, I create the story where I have too much energy. And if I have too much energy, so more energy than my body can use in the day, of course, some of it will be stored. That doesn't mean I'm not in ketosis. It just means some of it gets stored. Now, at the same time, so back it up. Let's say I don't eat enough to store, I still might be eating enough that I stay stable because I'm eating enough to fuel my day. And I feel like that's where most people end up falling, where they just stay stable because it's actually quite difficult to eat that much fat that you eat enough to store, but it isn't hard to eat enough to fuel your day. It also isn't hard to eat less than what you need to fuel your day because you always have some onboard energy that you can use, and so you won't feel hungry. But it's getting to that point of recognizing that I do occasionally eat out of cues that are not related to hunger, and I do occasionally eat because what I'm eating is fun rather than eating because I was hungry. And when we start to pay attention to that, we can change what we're doing. There's an assumption that we need to deprive ourselves to lose weight, and the ketogenic lifestyle has definitely proven that that's not true. One of the things that I talk about often is the fact that I eat so much more now than I did 10, 12 months ago, and yet I weigh less now than I did back then. And the question becomes, how's that possible? And the reason it's possible is because it's not about how many calories you eat as much as it is how many calories you're eating from where. So one of the things that the ketogenic lifestyle teaches us is that it's excessive carbohydrates that creates the problem in our system. And so therefore, diminishing the amount of carbohydrate calories that we intake and increasing the amount of fat calories that we intake allows us then to eat to satiation and yet still lose weight. So we don't have to be deprived to lose weight. We don't have to suffer to lose weight. As a matter of fact, you can lose weight while feeling satiated and even maintain that weight goal long into the future, sometimes struggling to eat as much as you need to lose to keep your weight up, which is the issue that I had for a little while, trying to figure out, wow, how much do I actually need to eat to stay at this weight? Because it seemed excessive. But at the same time, that's a good problem to have. It's amazing to me that by choosing nutrient-dense foods with low carbohydrates, I've been able to eat well, be happy, and absolutely love every moment of my weight loss journey. And it wasn't a journey that started with weight loss. I was able to enjoy the journey to better health because that's what I now have. I have better health. So the ketogenic lifestyle not only teaches us about understanding your food, understanding your hunger, and working those things together, it's also taught us that better health and food are connected. And we need to be aware of that, right? We need to know what we're doing to help ourselves to feel our best. The food companies have really done a good job of getting us to believe that processed foods are healthy, convenient, and allow us the time to go out there and enjoy life. But the reality is, I think that because they're unhealthy, that convenience comes with a heavy price because we might be able to eat those foods and fuel ourselves, but we're not being healthy. And in the end, we lose precious time, time that we could be enjoying our lives, time that we could be enjoying our friends and family, time that we could be doing our hobbies is oftentimes wasted trying to recover and be ready for the next workday because we're so inflamed and we're so exhausted. I will venture to say that although I admit that processed foods are faster to prepare, And so, yes, because if you throw something in the microwave or can just toss it in the oven and walk away and come back when it's done, yes, that takes less time and energy from you. But I feel like the time that we gain in those moments are not even useful to us because we don't feel well. And the more that we engage in that kind of eating, so that kind of food prep towards that kind of eating, the worse and worse we feel. So in the end, is it really more convenient for me to eat processed foods if my body then turns around and feels horrible and I can't do the things that I want to do? It's not even about retirement at this point. I was in my early 40s when I started to, I was actually in my early, my mid 30s when I started to feel the repercussions of the ways that I've been eating. And some of these repercussions I was feeling when I was in my 20s. My knee issues began when I was in my 20s. We don't even realize how much the carbohydrates are affecting us. And pay attention, because our young people today, our young people, our little kids are feeling the repercussions of the amount of carbs in their diets. How many obese children do we have? How many children with autoimmune issues do we have? Our kids are feeling this because they are starting off on these foods from the get-go. I want us to understand that we don't even make it to retirement before we see the lack of convenience of these foods. We see them in our early ages, because I started to see them at 20. In my 20s, I just didn't know. And I really understood it in my 40s when I was able to get rid of all these issues. Looking back, if I would have known that cutting carbohydrates out of my life would have led me to live a much healthier feeling body life going into my future, I would have done it in a heartbeat. I would have done this when I was 20, but we didn't, but I didn't know. And I'm assuming a lot of you don't know. And so this is why I'm sharing this information. It's important for you to know. So that time that I spent in the kitchen cooking, even though it's more than what I was doing when I was throwing something in the microwave or the oven, it's better time for me, because I'm preparing foods that are healthy. And here's the interesting thing. There's ways to make whole food preparation faster. I meal prep now, and that saves me time. And I also only eat one meal a day on most days, and so that saves me time. So the reality that rather than having to do three meals, I can just do one meal. In the end, if I'm not gaining time, I'm just around the same amount of time that I was doing when I had to wait for something in the oven. We don't realize that it's much easier than we think to make a healthy meal and to live a healthy lifestyle, because the more healthy you are, the more you invest in your food, the more that you reap the benefits of that food. And for me, what that means is that I'm in a scenario where I'm eating one meal a day, so a lot of my time is not actually devoted to meal prep, although again, there is meal prep time, and I do invest in it. And now I love it because I recognize the value that it brings to me. So the convenience of processed foods, I no longer see as convenient. What we need to understand is that food is nourishment for our bodies. It is not entertainment. And when we actually allow ourselves to choose foods that are nutrient dense, that are going to fuel us, our bodies become extremely efficient. The food companies would have us believe that flavor is everything. What I need you to understand is this: carbohydrates are highly addictive. And because they're highly addictive, because they do affect that part of our brain where dopamine receptors are, and they have a similar reaction as cocaine and other harsh drugs. Because carbohydrates are so addictive, we end up chasing carbohydrate-laden foods. But when we allow ourselves to get out of that system and really just pull back from that, what we start to realize is that our body changes what it's doing. And because it's focused on nourishing itself again and not worrying about the excessive amounts of carbs in our blood, it's even more efficient, and it's actually in a position where it can start to heal other issues that might be happening in your body. Eating a nutrient-dense, low-carb lifestyle is just healthier. What's incredible is that we're so focused on the flavor of food, the carby flavor of food, that we've lost track of what food is really there to do, which is to fuel us. I'll have you know that I hated avocado. I mean, I'm not even just saying dislike, I hated avocado because I was so carb focused, and it was, in my opinion, bland and didn't taste great. And interestingly enough, fast forward to today, avocado with salt on it is one of my favorite things to eat. What changed? I took carbs out of my life. And when you don't have carbohydrates pushing you towards carb-heavy foods, what you start to understand and appreciate are the nutrient-dense foods that you also have available to you. You will be surprised how much you will love nutrient-dense proteins, nutrient-dense low-carb foods, nutrient-dense fats. You're going to be surprised how much you're going to love them when you allow yourself the possibility of eating them and leaving off the high-carb foods. What do you do when you're hungry? Do you nibble on snacks, or do you go and get a plate of food and choose to eat when you're hungry? Have a meal. Because if you do that, and what you're doing is you're keeping in line with what keto is all about. I really want you to enjoy your life. And part of enjoying your life means that you feel good in your body. You feel good living your life, doing the activities that you want to do. So that means being able to play with your children. That means being able to hang out with your friends. That means being able to do your activities, whether it's play the guitar or climb a mountain or whatever it is you want to do. That means having energy for work and still having energy at the end of the day for your family. I want to thank you for watching Mind Blowing Health and Wellness with Violet. I really can't wait to talk to you guys in the next video, because I love making these videos for you guys, because it's my pleasure to know that I've helped even one person to do better. And I hope I have today. I hope that I've said something that's going to help you to understand why you should ask the question, am I hungry, before you take your next plate of food. Talk to you soon.